up next, it may soon be Budweiser, Corona, Stella, Miller time. The world's two largest brewers disclosed today that they intended to merge. The shareholders and regulators say yes to this deal. The new conglomerate will control about a third of the world's beer supply, and here in the U.S., about half of the market. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on what's driving the deal.
Valued at more than $104 billion, this is the biggest beer deal to come about since 2008, when St. Louis-based Anheuser-Busch sold itself to the Belgian-Brazilian company InBev, itself the result of a mega-merger that happened 4 years before that. In a video message, Carlos Brito, the CEO of AB InBev, positioned the new merger this way.
Together we have better growth prospects and an appealing mix of global and local brands that consumers love.
In fact, these beer conglomerates face a problem. Beer sales are flat. In the U.S., the biggest beer brands that both companies represent, Bud, Michelob, Miller, and Coors, to name just a few, are losing ground to a growing movement in craft beers. Nick Petrillo is an analyst with market research firm Ibis World.
Basically, what's driving this merger is the fact that the industry as it stands right now is not growing fast at all. And in some areas, per capita expenditure on alcohol is actually declining.
Petrillo says that's especially true where AB InBev is already strong, and the two companies actually have very little geographic overlap. To the extent that they do, it's in distribution networks in the U.S. He says SAB Miller will probably have to divest its ownership in the joint venture Miller Coors in order to close the deal.
These two companies look at it as their only option for ensuring that they can continue to have high margins, steady revenue growth, and continual success over the next 5-10 years.
HSBC's global beverage analyst Carlos Laboy agrees.
SAB Miller brings in a fantastic footprint in Africa and some great growth markets with low per capita consumption in Latin America, specifically in Colombia, Central America, and Peru.
Laboy says he expects antitrust regulators to approve the deal, but with some concessions.
In the case of China, it's unclear whether regulators in China would allow Anheuser-Busch InBev to hold on to its minority equity stake in a joint venture with China Resources for Snow Beer, the largest brand in the world.
One of the biggest implications, he says, is actually for non-beer companies, which Laboy sees as AB InBev's next target in the beverage merger boom.
We believe that ABI will have paid down its debt sufficiently in the next 3 or 4 years to then potentially turn its sights on the Coca-Cola company.
SAB Miller shareholders have to approve the deal. AB InBev agreed to pay a $3 billion breakup fee if the deal falls through. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.